Perek Ches, Seif Samach Gimel. We're learning a new halacha now. Tikkun Mona, Makkah Bepatish. The Gemara says that if you have a pillow which the feathers came out of the pillow, then you're allowed to put the feathers back. Since this pillow had these feathers before inside it, you're allowed to put them back. But if the first time this pillow hasn't had these feathers inside it, you're not allowed to put back the feather. You're not allowed to put feathers into the pillow because you're doing tikkun mona. You're doing making the keli ready to be used. It's called makkah bepatish. Even though the putting in is in a light way, it doesn't come strongly stuck together. It's very loose inside the pillow, but the pillow is only able to be used if it has the feathers inside it. The feathers which are put inside the pillow is the issa from makkah bepatish. According to Rashi, you got issa min ha-Torah to do it. Now, Chazal said that even if this pillow had feathers inside it before, but you are now putting in new feathers, it is also also to do that, because these feathers have never been inside this pillow, because you're making these feathers usable in this pillow, therefore you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, Mishum, Makkah, Bepatish. Another point they say, that if the pillow had these feathers inside it, but they fell out of it, and you want to put them back, and the hole to put it back is very small and it's difficult to put it in, even if it is the same feathers, you're not allowed to put them back into the pillow. This halacha is not only by a pillow, also by shoelaces. The same halacha. If you got shoelaces which haven't been in this shoe yet, you're not allowed to put them in this shoe, even if they've been in a different shoe. This shoe didn't have the shoelaces inside it, you're not allowed to put them back. And even if they did have the shoelaces inside it, if it is very difficult to put the shoelaces inside the shoe because it's a very, very small hole and it's difficult to put inside it, it will be the same halach as we had with the pillow. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Let's see it inside. Se'if Samach Gimel. Nesinat Tzroch Chadosh Benal. Putting in a new lace into a shoe. Also, Loses Betoch Anal, you're not allowed to put in the shoe Tzroch, a shoelace. Shloi Hoya Mushchal Betoch, which wasn't inside this shoe. But Filo Hoya Oise Tzroch Mushchal Benal Acheres. Even if this shoelace was put in a different shoe. Also, Laviole Nal Zu, you're not allowed to put it on this shoe. Tama Isa, what's the reasoning? You are making that shoe fully usable. Technically, you are mending a kli. You're making the shoe usable that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. What do you say? Even though these shoelaces have been by another shoe, with this shoe which you're putting these shoelaces to, that these shoelaces were not by this shoe, so this shoe comes usable now because you've got new shoelaces for it, therefore you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. I mean, even if this shoe had shoelaces before, and even if these shoelaces were in a different place before, but this shoe with this shoelaces were not together, you're not allowed to put this shoelace in this shoe if they were not before that together. But if the shoelaces were already in this shoe before, this shoe you're allowed to put back its shoelaces. If you started lacing it the erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, you put it in part of the holes from the shoe, but you didn't put in all the holes. You're allowed to go and do the rest on Shabbos. I mean, if you started, you did it before Shabbos, we allow you to finish it off on Shabbos. in mashkil as a sroch banal, if you go and lace it, ba'ofen shebevaday liyishor kach bikfius, you won't leave it as it is after Shabbat like it is. Ela yotzi ena b'moitz Shabbat ha'izem muta, mifnei shebe'ofen ze in ze begeder metakin kli. It says like this. So the poskim say, the good achrenim say, that if the way you put the lace inside it is in a way which you're not going to leave it like that after Shabbat. Therefore, we say when you put it inside the shoe, you haven't made the shoe 100% usable, because this shoelace will not stay here. It did in a way the shoelace is not part of the shoe. Therefore, you're allowed to do that on Shabbat. So there are a few ways which you can do that on Shabbat. So the first way, it says, l'chein yesh eitz. So there is an eitz, l'hashchil, is a way to go and lace sroch chadash, a new lace, banal, in the shoe, b'nekavim ho'elyonim. If you put it in the holes of the top of the shoe, bilvad, you only put it in the holes of the top of the shoe. Sheba'ifim zeh b'vadeh le'yishay b'kviut. If he only laces it in the top holes, and he doesn't lace it in the bottom holes, then in such a way he'll never leave it on Motzei Shabbos like it is. He'll certainly on Motzei Shabbos take off the shoelaces and go and lace it properly. In such a case, you've got no issa to do it on Shabbos, because you can't say you've amended the shoe, because the shoe will not be able to stay like in this status as it is. In the fourth note, he says another case, if you've got the wrong color, if you put a shoelace which is not the same color as the shoe, in such a case, you would also not leave it on Motzei Shabbos like it is. So you're not allowed to do that. So you are allowed to do that on Shabbos, because we're not worried that you're going to, not only you're not worried, it is not considered you made the shoe into a usable status, because you're not going to leave it like that on Motzei Shabbos. So if Samach Dalet, Achzor Asroch Shiyotzaman, now to put back a shoelace which was in this shoe, Asroch Shahoya Mushchar Benal, if the shoelace was before laced in this shoe, Benishmat Mimeno, and it fell, got taken off from this shoe. Yesh la'avchim b'zeh ben shnei ofanim. He says there's differentiation between the two cases. Aleph, im hakzoz hasroch lanal, if the putting back the shoelace to the shoe, nasis b'neikel, you can put it back very easily. Ve'en ekrucha b'toyach, it's not considered, it's not hard to put it back. Motel la'achzir, then you're allowed to put it back. That because the same shoelace is going back to the same place, so you don't consider that you're making, amending something new, because it was already there before. That's allowed. So if base, but the machzoros hasroch kucha b'toyach, also lachziyur. But if the putting back the shoelace is with hard, you have to work on it, it doesn't go straight in easily, then you've got a problem. As I'll say, that you're not allowed to do, right, like we explained before, because putting it back with a tircha, when it's difficult, it is ke'ilu, you're doing it from new. That's the problem, is that it's ke'ilu, you're doing it from new, so you're amending the shoelace. You're amending the shoe. Therefore, that you're not allowed to do it. Rashi says a different reason. Rashi says the reason is because since it was hard to do it, maybe you go and do a knot afterwards. So you don't, we're not allowed to do it, because maybe you'll knot it at the end of it. Also to go and do a knot. Vu'adin sroch shenikra, also a shoelace which tore, v'nishmat me'anal, and it fell out of the shoe. Motor lahachzeh chelik me'asroch amanos likshor bo'es anal. You're allowed to put back a part of this, the lace. Im enachzor kucha b'toyach. You don't have to put back the whole lace. Even a part of the lace is usable, you can put back part of the lace and to go and use it in that status. But b'tnai, that is not difficult. You've got no difficulty to putting it back, because if you've got difficulty putting it back, then we said you don't have to put it back even the same shoe if there is a difficulty.